The economic fallout of COVID-19 is testing the strength of Vermont's social safety net, and local human services organizations are struggling to keep pace with demand for services. A coalition of nonprofits in central Vermont has found a new way to control the chaos, and as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, their regional command center could become a model for the COVID-19 response across the state.
It's cold and wet and gray at the Capstone Community Action food shelf in Barrie, and Heidi Wilson is loading cartons full of prepackaged meals into her maroon station wagon. She'll deliver this food to nearby hotels that are full of people who used to reside in local homeless shelters. Wilson is a volunteer driver from Plainfield who'd been looking for ways to help out.
Well, it just seems like making sure everyone is healthy and fed right now is pretty much as fundamental as it gets.
Wilson's path to Capstone today began with a call to a senior center in Plainfield to ask if they needed any volunteers.
And they said, great, sign up here for Meals on Wheels, but that has a little bit more red tape. And they're like, in the meantime, sign up here with Community Harvest. And then Community Harvest, the gleaning organization, said, actually come to Capstone. And so they've put me in touch here.
Each of those groups Wilson mentioned is part of a new regional command center established in Washington and northern Orange counties. And getting volunteers to the places they're needed most is just one benefit of the incident command framework they're using to coordinate their COVID-19 response. Joan Marie Misek is a district director for the Vermont Department of Health.
We chose the incident command system because it is a framework that can be built up and out very quickly and ensures strong communication and coordination.
Misek says communication and coordination are especially important in a time of crisis.
When there are a lot of balls in the air and when the situation is rapidly evolving.
In addition to the Department of Health, the command center includes more than 30 charitable organizations and nonprofits. And instead of operating as standalone entities, they now communicate daily to address the emergency of the day. Sue Minter is the executive director of Capstone Community Action.
It means that there's really clear roles and responsibilities every day, a very clear objective that is begun in the morning and returned to at the end of the day.
A couple weeks ago, that objective consisted of moving dozens of people out of local homeless shelters and into hotels.
If Capstone was working alone on trying to address a very multifaceted problem, we would have taken a week to do what really we were able to do in 48 hours.
Able to do in 48 hours, Minter says, because the command center included experts like Eileen Peltier, who's the head of an affordable housing organization called Downstreet Housing.
It quickly became clear to us that many of our colleagues, nonprofits, were going to struggle to fill all the demand. So that's where we sort of came in with this idea of this command center. How can we help fill these gaps?
As in any natural disaster, Peltier says, vulnerable people are most at risk from the effects of COVID-19. And she says that ups the stakes for organizations that serve low-income Vermonters.
There's nothing like an emergency that sort of takes all the philosophical thinking away and gets you down to the reality.
Peltier says that new reality will likely persist for months. But she says lessons learned from the COVID-19 response will make the local safety net even stronger than it was before the coronavirus. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.